Beaver Dam, a locally owned Good Karma Brand station.
Teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does?
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show. Presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun. A show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts. Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title Town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome into the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. Wally Lukaczynski, Ashley Dobrzynski with you today. Less foggy out there, and maybe that's the sunshine that we need as AmFam Field, for the first time in a couple weeks, will host a baseball game tonight for the Milwaukee Brewers. The All-Star break is finally over, and Dobes, we made it.
We're back, Walter. We are back.
It's about time to be back, too, because second half underway tonight. Brewers 96 games into their 162-game season. And Ashley, we're going to find out today, you and I are going to talk about what they need to do in the second half, what we are looking for, because there's another team that we have talked about ad nauseum on this show, and it's the Los Angeles Dodgers. They're only a game and a half in front of the Brewers right now for the best record in all of baseball. How important is it for this team to have home field? But after that, I had a discussion this morning, Ashley Dobrzynski, on the morning show. Wade has been talking about Radio Park Rumble. I love wrestling. Wade and I love wrestling. And I've got a little bit of beef now growing.
Uh-oh.
And we have an announcement in our third block today, but we'll play a little bit of the morning show. If you had a chance to hear it, you'll hear a little bit of repetition before. I have a challenge to make, and we will be talking about that here as well. But Ashley, before we get to all that, how are you today? What's going on in your world?
Not much, Walter. Living the dream.
It's your last day with us, too. This is actually the last time we're going to have a Damn Sports Show together until the first week of August.
Wally, that's like wild.
It is. Next week, I'll be here. Charlie Dern is going to slide back in to the number two chair. Well,
back
we'll be out. Maybe Calvin, too. I don't know.
Calvin.
We'll have to. Oh, no. Wildy's off next week. Wildy won't be here. Maybe that's why he took his vacation when he found out you were going to be gone. He made sure he avoided Charlie one more day.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk to Calvin, I guess.
Yeah, he can't ever get his name straight. It's tough. But Calvin, a.k.a. Charlie Dern, and I will be at the Washington County Fair live Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week. So still have the Damn Sports Show all next week. Just have to wait a couple weeks to get Ashley Dobrzynski back, so have a blast when you go out there, and I should hit live on YouTube. Thank you, Ashley Dobrzynski, for the tip.
You are very welcome.
Which is perfect. We welcome in our YouTube audience now after I click the button finally, just in time for me to pose this question to you, Ashley. How much does it matter that the Brewers do win not only the NL Central, but they have the best record in baseball, have the best record in the National League, more importantly, to get by the Los Angeles Dodgers?
One, we should, like, start calling the Los Angeles Dodgers, like, Voldemort, like, they who should not be named.
You know what? It's interesting you say that. I have gotten so much guff, so much grief from everybody about when I have my alma mater placed that team up north in November. People don't understand. We literally refuse to say the name. We cross out all the M's on campus, and it builds the hate. I'm fine. Yeah. The team that must not be named is fine with me.
Okay, good. I just wanted to get that, set.
the blue team from the western part of the United States. Ashley, how important is it that they're playing game one and game two at AmFam Field?
Well, apparently it wasn't that important because we lost it last year. No, but I think it is important that, you know, you have that home field advantage. I think that, you know, I don't know how you get past the Dodgers. I really don't.
It takes a perfect storm.
It does. You have to have, the pitching has to be fire. The hitting has to be fire. There, like, there can't be errors.
Well, and not only errors, it's more just like in general, you have to play perfect, and even perfect might not be good enough for a team that, just to call it as it is, the Dodgers are the most talented team in baseball. That's a fact. They are better on paper than the Milwaukee Brewers, but they play the games on dirt. They don't play them on paper, and the Brewers have a chance. The biggest question for me is, we've talked a lot about the need, and it is a need that has to be addressed in the next couple weeks about starting pitching and relief pitching. Mm-hmm. I almost get nervous when I talk about this Brewers team and I really start looking at the numbers, because they've gotten through this first half of the season playing Brewers baseball.
Yeah.
They have the fourth most runs in baseball. They have the sixth highest batting average, third in on-base percentage, but they only have the 18th highest slugging percentage. They're not hitting for power like you see with World Series teams, and it makes me curious if this is a team that can really small ball their way through October, or do they need to have another big swing, another big bat that comes into this lineup that adds a little pop? And I don't know if that's something that the Brewers brass is going to actually go out and address. I do think pitching will be the top priority and perhaps the only thing that you really see adjusted at the break.
Yeah, I don't know if they're really going to look at that, you know, big hitter, because of the fact that they've been winning and it's been enough for them to get the small ball going. But I think it'll be interesting to see when, you know, the time comes, because like you said, like, we're not a home run hitting team.
Mm-hmm.
We're a small ball type of team, and unless you're Jake Bowers, who apparently just likes to, more like Rake Bowers, right, Walter?
Jake Bowers, Rake Bowers, just hitting bombs either way.
Do you remember when we picked our players for this year, and do you remember you picked Jake Bowers, and I was like shocked.
I know.
I was like, why would he do that? Now I wish I would have.
Well, it's funny now looking back at that, because we've kind of abandoned it because it's been a runaway train for the Wally guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's been insane. You have the Miz and you have Bowers both leading in their categories, which is strikeouts and home runs. I'm actually trying to pull it up right now. Yeah. Bowers has 18 home runs.
You're welcome.
And the Miz has 167 strikeouts.
So just quick math, that's 185 before I even get to my other two people.
Yep. And Charlie and I think we have, like, less. Like,
yeah,
one of my pitchers wasn't even a starter.
Yeah, Quinn Priester not making a debut this year, that's
that
for sure.
That hurt me.
That hurt.
Sprout has 87 strikeouts, which isn't terrible, but, like, it's not Jacob Mizorowski type things.
No, it's not. But my question, I guess, going off of the Wally Runaway championship pedigree that I have, thank you very much. What are you most excited about in this second half? What do you need to see before this team gets to October? I know you're bought in, but even you being bought in, we've heard you discuss today, you wonder if there's even a path to get through the Dodgers. Is there something you need to see, something that you're wanting to see that you're excited for in this latter portion of the season?
I think I'm excited to see what they do at the trade deadline, and especially like what we can do with like new pitching. I know McCullers,
yeah.
I know he has been injured, but I know the staff's also been very well known for, you know, fixing the injuries, and I think it'll be interesting to see what they're able to do, and hopefully they're able to, you know, bring him back. And I'm just interested to see what the pitching staff is going to do, because the pitching staff is definitely the most important part right now to fix.
I'm excited to watch them. I'm excited to see the deadline pieces come in. But who I'm excited for most are these rookies.
Yeah.
These rookies that we've seen now, one up here for a couple weeks, and Lara, and then you have Cooper Pratt, who's been up now for about a month's time.
That's crazy.
Time really flies once you get into the summer time of year.
Yeah.
But these two guys, if they're able to not only continue to do what they do with the glove, being fantastic, if they can bring that pop that I'm looking for, and I'm not looking for a guy that's going to average 25, 30 home runs, it's probably not what you have there.
Yeah.
But if you can bring more of that juice than you were getting out of Joey Ortiz or out of anybody, frankly, on that left side of the infield.
I'm just saying, you brought up Joey Ortiz this time, not me. Unprompted, by the way.
It's true. But it's also true, Joey Ortiz, as much as I like to give you a hard time about it, he's not a major league level hitter.
Huh.
He is a very, very...
Like somebody has said that before.
Well, you also want the Miz to be playing overseas.
I do not. Every single time we have this conversation, you make it more dramatic than the last.
You want him to be playing in a Romanian beer league.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. First it was I wanted him down at Nashville. Now it's I wanted him overseas. No, then it was Timber Rattlers. Then it was overseas. Now it's I don't even know.
A Romanian beer league team. It's insane what you want him. Before long, he's not even going to be good enough to get in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
No, Mike, you are the worst. You're so dramatic.
I'm not dramatic. I've never been dramatic once in my life.
Liar.
I'm not lying. Those rookies, though, if they do perform at even a slightly above average league clip, this is a team there really isn't a weakness. It's just the strengths maybe not as strong as they are in L.A. And to me, that goes back to how we started this conversation.
You said their name.
What?
You said their name.
Oh, I'm sorry. The team who must not be named. The team in blue out west.
Boo.
Boo, the team out west. I think that it is all important that the Brewers have every possible game at home. And last year, you get swept. I understand it didn't matter if they played on the surface of the sun. It didn't matter. This is a team that feels different. There's better pitching. There is... there's youth that is continuing to blossom and come up that wasn't even a part of those teams. Pat Murphy, another year with his fingerprints all over this team. I don't know if I'd ever say I'm picking them against the Dodgers, but if they find a way to get to that 100 win mark and possibly give themselves that one seed at home field throughout the playoffs, I think that that could be all important for a team that just seems to thrive in front of the home fans.
They do, and speaking from experience, they absolutely love, playing the game there. But I think...
Sorry, I clicked the button.
You're good. I was like, what is he doing?
Hand up.
But I think it's so important that... Great, now you made me lose my train of thought. It's so important that we're there, because if we're not, then the Dodgers are just going to take it away. And I did some quick math, and our home runs and strikeouts challenge... Wally, you have 259. I have 123. Charlie Dern has 93.
He's commenting in the chat, too. He asked if I was proud of myself for winning like this because I had the first pick. Guess what? We did a random draw for that pick, and you know what you do when you have it? You gotta hit. You ain't picking again until 6, and this guy got both. The top strikeout guy on the team in the league. And I got the home run leader in that clubhouse for the Milwaukee Brewers. That's just a ball knower that's just showing off right there.
Yeah, but if you were only, let's see. The Miz is just carrying you. It's so unfair.
Okay. You take him away. If you took him off my team right now.
You still wouldn't be winning.
I'd be right there with you if I took him off.
You'd be beating Charlie.
I'd still be in the lead without the Miz.
No, you would not be. I would be.
Well, I don't know math well.
You would be losing to Charlie by one.
So I'd still be in the thick of things. That's just one player, and I'd probably draft another guy that's brilliant. That's just what we do.
You're annoying.
I want to figure out how hopeful you are in a second, Dobbs. I want to take a break, but when we come back, we want to figure out hopeful or not hopeful on some of these key things around the Brewers coming up in the second half. That's coming up next here on the Damn Sports Show.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Give your walls a fresh, updated look with Pittsburgh's Ultra Interior Paint. It's a paint and primer in one that provides a durable, washable finish. Choose from thousands of color options to customize your living space. View our entire selection of paint products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to view all of our great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Prizes,
exclusive experiences,
even cash money. You want it? We've got it. Find a list of all contests and official rules by visiting dailydodge.com/contests.
That's dailydodge.com/contests.
I've been a member for a long time. I prefer the credit union over a bank, and the interest rate on my credit card is so much better.
Market-leading rates and supportive staff help you maximize your money at every stage.
Every employee I have interacted with has been excellent and has made me feel like a valued member. The rates are competitive, but the employees serving the members are exceptional.
Get where you're going faster with great rates and exceptional service. Visit mpeople.com to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Need to upgrade your appliances but don't want to pay for them all at once? I'm Josh Schneider from Silica for Your Home. During LG Days, you can buy now with 18 months 0% financing. That's no interest till 2028. Plus, get up to $500 back on qualifying LG appliances and free delivery and installation on hundreds of LG models. Don't miss the LG Days Savings event now through August 26th at Silica for Your Home in Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, Watertown, and ShopSilica.com.
Ugh, Randy, my kitchen and bathroom are straight out of the 90s.
Oh, like Friends reruns 90s? Or dial-up internet 90s?
Full-on dial-up, Randy. Oak cabinets, busy countertops, it's all very talk to the hand.
Sounds like your spaces need some serious upgrades. At Professional Floor Covering, we do more than floors. We've got cabinets, countertops, and design help to take your kitchen from all that to all this.
So no more as if every time I walk in?
Totally. We'll help you ditch the outdated look and bring your kitchen and bathroom into this century. You'll totes be feeling like you're in a spa, but like without all the whispering. Unless you want that, I guess. Get the process started by visiting proflr.com or stop by our showroom in Beaver Dam.
Nice, bro. These renovations are gonna be da bomb.
No doubt.
Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team welcomes new patients. From routine checkups to support for chronic conditions, Prairie Ridge Health's primary care team is here to provide personalized, compassionate care for your entire family. With clinics in Beaver Dam, Columbus, Sun Prairie, and Marshall, our primary care team is here to provide care for every age and life stage. Meet our providers and schedule today at prairieridge.health or call 920-623-1200.
Adopting a teen was more fulfilling and rewarding than we ever thought it would be. We just kind of knew from the beginning that we were family.
Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sports, spice, and occasionally nice. You're tuned into The Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Dodge County's local sports show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
If you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, you gotta head over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun or check out their app. Whether you're into sports cards or Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered. With live break streaming right there on the app, you can grab individual cards on the go. You can be a part of a group and watch for your favorite players in teams as the packs get opened. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today. Look for the orange logo and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. Teased it before the break, but looking at the second half of the season for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ashley, we got to figure out if we're hopeful or if we're not hopeful for some things, and I want to throw it over to you and let you lead the discussion here.
All right, Walter. When you get a former All-Star pitcher, are you hopeful or not hopeful?
Well, like in this specific case, McCullers.
Yes.
So for me, I'm going to be on. I don't think this changes anything. with this team. So I guess in this instance, I'm not hopeful. If hopeful means we think he's going to be starting in meaningful games when we get to October, no, I don't believe that. I think that you have probably three guys, whether they're healthy or not, right now on the Brewers in Woodruff, Miz, and Harrison that you're looking at right now. Beyond that, I think if you have a fourth guy, it's not on the team right now, Ashley.
Okay, agreed. I also like to think, like, former All-Star, it's like, that's Christian Yelich. He hasn't done much right now.
Yeah, it's been a minute. So hearing that, it's great. He has pedigree, his experience, but at the end of the day, what have you done for me lately?
Exactly. Okay, you get another player, and hopeful or not hopeful, they say he has postseason experience.
So we're talking about a player that's coming in next. If we get another postseason guy, if that's going to move the needle for us, or talking McCullers again strictly.
No, just anybody. You see the Brewers traded for a guy with postseason experience. Are you hopeful? Do you think he's going to amount to something or no?
I guess it would depend. I would say I'm hopeful given if it has been recent success. Because, again, using just the name we just used, McCullers, that's great that he was a part of those special Astros teams. Since then, he's missed 2.5 seasons with an injury.
Yeah.
He's not looked the same. His ERA is north of 6.5. That, like, the experience is great in theory, but you got to be able to put it together with the body you have now. And I just worry that his is never going to be what it once was.
Okay, I like that. What about when they say he's having a change of scenery? Is that hopefulness or not? Hopeful,
I think last year with Andrew Vaughn, right? That's got to make you hopeful.
Yeah.
Because he was bad. He was one of the worst Major League Baseball players that was rostered. And then he goes to the Brewers, and actually overnight he becomes a dude. He becomes a dog, and he's a huge part of why that team took the strides they did last year. And I was worried of a kind of a regression to the mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hasn't happened the way I thought it would. So I would say at least hopeful given prior experience.
Okay. What about clubhouse guy?
I love a clubhouse guy. I love a clubhouse guy. I wanted so badly for the Pittsburgh Pirates to bring Andrew McCutchen back for that reason where, you know what? This guy isn't who he was in 2013, but every time...
He's that old.
He started with the Pirates in 2009.
He was a former Brewer, right?
He was. Andrew McCutchen, and I'm sure it'd be the same here as you would hear in New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia. It's not just the teams. It's the fans that love these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time they show those, like, clubhouse or dugout video during a game, there are these guys that are doing the goofy bubblegum circle on the hat or lighting a match on a guy's shoes. Like these goofy little, like, draws a team together funness that you don't see with a lot of guys. I think it's so important to have those culture guys in a locker room. Assuming they can even be a reasonable number of the 26, I think it's worth it.
He's 40 years old, by the way.
I know. And I wanted him back. I want him to be in the Hall of Fame, and I just don't. I think he's going to be in the Hall of Very, Very Good, and it sucks.
Yeah, that does. Okay. Could be ready by September.
Oh, I know you're talking about here. This feels like a Woodruff kind of thing. And with him specifically, I'm hopeful, but I almost feel like it's hopeful in spite of my brain telling me you probably shouldn't depend on this guy this year.
Fair.
He came back after that brutal injury and he pitches for two games and he looks lights out and just blink of an eye, that velocity just plummets again. And I really hope this is the end of it with this cyst and they can get rid of it and he's back. But Ashley, it's hard for me to say I can confidently count on him at this point.
Yeah, I don't really count on Woodruff. It's just, he's had so many problems. It's so hard to be like, yes, okay, that guy's, you know, we can count on him. You know, it's hard. And I really like the guy, but it's hard to be like, yeah, he's going to make it.
Yeah, everybody loves him. There's nobody that's sitting there and it's like, I really hope this doesn't pan out for the guy. It's just, at this point, I don't think anybody has that confidence.
He should go to the same doctor Wade went to for his cyst.
I can't. We have still not been able to. Anybody who listened to us on Wednesday night, we discovered that Wade Bates has had a cyst in formaldehyde from his own body for 15 years.
In a paper bag in his office, but it's not there anymore.
And he's worried somebody threw it out. Can you imagine the crime against humanity that would be?
But I just don't think people would be like, I don't think anybody's dusting Wade's shelves. And if anybody here has been there, they're pretty, like cluttered up.
They're cluttered up.
Like, there's no, rhyme or rhythm about it.
Yeah, it's Wade Bates in a nutshell. It's why we love him.
He's something.
But yeah, no cysts yet. Ashley, do we have time for one more here?
We do.
All right.
Minor move with upside.
So, all right, this is kind of what you're looking at the other day, where versus the Scooble trade versus the big-name bat last year, the Seattle Mariners getting Eugenio Suarez. Nothing like that. But the guy that you feel like you can throw in there is the fourth pitcher in the rotation. If, God forbid, something happens, I would be hopeful because it's the pitching factory.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would be worried that you're trying to keep your cards for the long haul too much. I've had like a 180 on this over the last month. I don't want to go all in. I don't think you have to make a move for Scooble, but I do think that you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable and moving some big name prospects to really give yourself a shot. If you really want to get by the Dodgers, it's not going to just be letting the status quo and running back with more or less the same type of operation as last year. I think you need one or two other big names out there.
I'm right there with you, Walter.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, but on the other side of the break, this morning on the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show, we had Simon with Frozen Tundra Wrestling in the building as we have Radio Park Rumble 3 coming to the Dodge County Fair in just about a month's time. And I got into a little skiff with the Baker Boys, Beaver Dam's own Baker Boys. We're going to hear that interview next here on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
This is Mike Pogorelick, head girls hockey coach at Beaver Dam High School. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com.
Beaver Dam's air quality index climbed to 449, well into EPA's hazardous category. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says restitution from Ryan Borgwart, who staged his death on Green Lake in 2024, funded about $9,000 toward new underwater sonar equipment. Fond du Lac police say four stolen firearms have been recovered and multiple arrests made during an ongoing investigation into recent vehicle entries and thefts. A former Stevens Point area senior high school track coach is charged with child enticement, grooming of a child for sexual activity, and sexual intercourse with a child 16 or older. Federal officials have approved Dane County Regional Airport's updated noise plan. The Beaver Dam Area Community Theater is bringing Bikini Bottom to the stage with its middle school production of the SpongeBob musical. With your ESPN News, I'm Allison Beggs.
Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hey you, it's me, your window. I'm tired, I leak air, I rattle, and honestly, I'm terrible at my job.
Wait, my window is talking?
Yup, and you deserve better. Like Pella Windows installed by Hometown Glass and Improvement. They're energy efficient, quiet, and actually keep the heat and AC where it belongs. Inside.
That does sound better.
Trust me, retire me.
Good thing I can call Hometown Glass and Improvement for a free window estimate today.
Summer in Wisconsin means baseball, football talk, and everybody convincing themselves this is the year.
Including you.
Especially me.
From the Cruise playoff push to Green Bay football storylines and Beaver Dam athletics.
Plus conversations with Jason Wilde, Gabe Neitzel, Jesse Nelson, and more.
We've got you covered.
I'm Ashley Dobrzynski.
And I'm Wally Lukashinsky.
We are the Damn Sports Show.
Presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Catch us weekdays from 4 until 5 on 1430 ESPN, Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
The Columbus Family Dental Mystery Player is back for the 2026 baseball season. Listen to Milwaukee Baseball every Sunday on 95.3 WBEV, and we'll announce who the mystery player of the game is. Then the following business day at 8:15 during the WBEV morning show, if you're the correct caller who can identify the mystery player, you'll win a pair of tickets to see a game in Milwaukee. It's the Columbus Family Dental Mystery Baseball Player of the Game, all season long on 95.3 WBEV.
There's no better time than right now to take care of yourself. Marshfield Clinic Primary Care helps you stay on track with screenings and vaccinations, or to simply connect on your overall well-being. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
Are you tired of battling a damp, musty basement? Air Care in Beaver Dam has a solution for you. The April Air Dehumidifier will significantly improve the air quality in your basement by removing up to 100 pints of moisture per day. That's 12 and a half gallons. The April Air Dehumidifier is quiet, energy efficient, and backed by an impressive 5-year replacement warranty. If you want a crisp, dry lower level for more living space or storage, call Air Care at 920-356-8860. Big enough to serve you and small enough to care.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
From Durleaf Field to Lambeau Field, stay tuned to the Damn Sports Show. Brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. You're listening to 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
What about Baker boys? Obviously, Beaver Dam's own Beaver Dam High School grad, Simon. Hometown heroes. They're like 2-0 at the Radio Park Rumble, I think. Are they coming back?
Yeah, they're undefeated, and they're absolutely coming back. Right now, we're in some talks with some opponents of theirs.
Okay. Undefeated. Let's dial it back with undefeated. Because, I mean, last year, it was a cheap little roll-up. It was a fast count. These guys, it's been too... Simon, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but can you tell me why the Baker boys, every year? Why do we keep doing the same thing?
The Baker boys are one of the longest reigning Frozen Few tag team champions in our history.
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know what that says then. You're telling me you got guys that look like me. Yeah, they look like ogres out there. They're slow. They move around. They're just bumbling into each other. That's the appeal? You want me to go for that?
Wally, but they're local. People love them. They're Beaver Dam grown. They're homegrown.
Okay, homegrown's great. Then why not have you and me out there literally next to each other? Why don't we fight? Because that we're as much local as they are, and we probably have as much wrestling chops.
Simon.
Wally, I don't know if you'd want to step into the ring with the Baker boys.
I don't know. Actually, the phone's ringing. Should I take the call?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good morning. You're on WBEV.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, this is Papa Baker.
What? Give me a break. Papa Baker?
A
Big Papa, the manager of the Baker boys?
The one and only, Wade, the one and only.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, I always stream in every morning. I listen to you guys. I listen to the show. Hometown proud as always. But, brother, I've been biting my tongue the last few weeks because your boy Wally, he's running his mouth a little bit.
Well, I just think you have the best gig in the world. Can you imagine being a manager and going out there and your job is 90 seconds? That's got to be pretty cool. You got to love what you do.
It is pretty cool, Wally. The thing is when you represent one of the top tag teams in the Midwest, it's pretty easy because work is easy. The boys are horses. I don't say they're one of the best in the Midwest because I think it's cute and it looks good on a T-shirt, my friend. I say it because that we have pulled in more than a dozen Federation championships. Frozen Tundra, you heard Simon say it. We hold the record for being the longest tenured champions, and we've taken on all comers, my friend. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that's twisting me up the most. You can have your opinion on the Baker boys, but what the Baker boys are, brother, we are Dodge County. We are the people that listen to you every morning and you know, work hard, play hard, nothing but blue collar. So my problem is when you stomp on the Baker boys, brother, you're stomping on Dodge County, the people that support you, that have embraced you. And I get it. You're not from here. You didn't grow up here. I understand. You know, you grew up just a little Pittsburgh potato. I understand. No big deal. You made your way to Wisconsin, Heartland Arrowhead, man. Hey, I'll give you props for that, because one of the winningest football programs in the state of Wisconsin. And while you were there, I mean, how many state titles were there when you were there?
Well, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but here's it. You're exactly right, because I know what a winner looks like. And that's what bothers me. That's what bothers me, is that we're in Dodge County. You talk about the pride. This isn't the best team in Dodge County. You can find two schmucks down the road that would beat the Baker boys.
Brother, we have traveled up and down the road across this country, taking on the best teams, and we have beaten the best teams.
Oh, the best?
A little sausage like you talking and running his mouth is crazy. Because you too, Wally, could have been something great. You were one of the smart kids coming out. You had your choice of wherever you wanted to go to school. But for whatever reason, you chose the armpit of the Big Ten and went to Ohio State.
Another winner.
Why would you do that when all you're going to do is suffer for 4 years, getting your butt kicked by Michigan every year?
Oh, and we beat them when I was there. Again, another winner. Another winner. You don't know winners.
Wally, I'm kind of on Big Papa. I love the Baker boys. I've known the Baker boys since they were little Bakers running around Beaver Dam, just having some fun. Just to, you know,
probably quicker than
they were chugging Mountain Dews back in the day. You know, before they turned over to the Horns Don. And right, Papa, I'm kind of insulted by that too a little bit, Wally.
All comers.
You know, I feel like not only. I don't have to defend the Baker boys. The Baker boys are the best around. They've proven it time and time again. I that doesn't bother me. What bothers me is you're talking down the people at Dodge County, Wally. And I feel like I kind of got to stand up and say something here, man.
You know, Wally,
I'm confident in the boys, and I'm so confident. You know what? Maybe I'm overstepping here, Simon. I love you and I appreciate you, but I'm going to put out a challenge, Wally. You're a wrestling aficionado. You've been around the Wisconsin independent scene. You've seen the top teams, and apparently that's not the Baker boys, but let's do this.
You know, I'm looking here, and Wally's wearing a B.O.W. shirt. He must have picked that up last year.
A real wrestler.
Really?
Well, you know what, Wally? B.O.W. doesn't have an opponent for the Radio Park Rumble either.
He's coming back. Is he scheduled?
He is.
I should ask for a handicap match. I'm not going to do that. Because, you know what, I want the even playing field.
So B-O-W. How about this?
Okay.
Yes.
B.O.W. and a partner of his choice come in to take on the Baker boys. But you know what, Wally? I think we need to put something on the line.
Papa, what do you think about B.O.W., Papa?
Wally, I think you're flirting with danger if that's the team you're going to pick. Because you're dancing with the devil there, man. He's a bad dude. You know what? The Baker boys will take on anybody. We'll do it. He can pick whoever he wants, because the Baker boys will dominate, because they represent the Dodge County folks. We'll get it done. But this is a big match, my friend.
You know,
hey, Simon,
let's put something on the line here, Wally. I've been listening the last few weeks here, and you guys have been going back and forth a little bit. Okay. Now, you guys have been going back and forth a little bit.
No, I love
you said something about putting your hair on the
line. Well, I love the Baker boys. I'm just saying, I'm just kind of insulted about Wally. And, Papa, what do you think? I mean, Wally, how confident are you, Wally?
I've never been more confident. I'm so excited to be done talking about this.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be proven right in about 40 days.
You have to find a partner, though, for B.O.W.
He could come by himself. I wouldn't be.
All right, Wally, are you willing to, like, though, do something? Like, are you willing to, like be in B.O.W.'s corner? Are you willing to, like, have... Simon, what can we do?
How about this?
Okay.
Wade?
Okay.
You'll stand in, and you're going to represent the Baker boys.
Papa, can I... I know you guys bailed me out a couple times at the Rumble. Papa, can I be there with you guys?
Wade, you are a Baker through and through, brother. You throw on the flannel, you're with us.
Oh.
And Wally, you're going to be in B.O.W.'s corner.
That's easy. Perfect. So, no problem.
So what are we going to do? So is there going to be some sort of consequence here?
I think so. You know, I've been listening to you guys. Mm-hmm. I heard Wally mention something about he had a better mustache, had a better haircut than you, Wade.
He does have nice hair right now.
Look at Wade. I mean, I was going to say, what kind of hair are we talking?
You know, I think that the whoever loses this match, if the Bakers lose, Wade, you get shaved bald. If B.O.W. loses, Wally, you get shaved bald.
Wait, I'm going to do this. Wally's mustache, though, a big papa. Wally loves his mustache, though. It's got to be more than his head.
I think if Wally's got any amount of fortitude, he puts the mustache and the hair on the line against the Baker boys and Wade Bates, baby.
You know, Simon, big papa, though, my wife I haven't had Does that mean my facial hair is on the line too?
Yes.
Yes.
My wife has never seen me with. I have not had a clean shaven look since the 1900s.
You're gonna look like Mr. Clean.
I have to ask my wife about this. What do I just commit now? Do I beg for forgiveness?
I don't think. But honestly, I was gonna say
I'm pretty confident though because I'm 100% confident that the Baker boys will take down BOW. Especially this is just legit match, not BOW pulling out foreign objects and kendo sticks and stuff, right?
No, he doesn't need them to beat the Baker boys.
Papa, I'm pretty safe, so I don't have to ask my wife on this, do I?
You don't have to ask your wife, Wade. Your hair, your mustache is safe. You're going to see a shiny little potato across the ring from you with a little shriveled mustache of his laying on the ground when this is all said and done, baby.
Yeah, okay. All right, I've never been more excited. Baker, Papa, I want you to shake my hand at the end of this after I get to watch a clean-shaven Wade, and I get to just say, we'll see you later, never again.
And Simon, whoever loses, can I say this, has to get it done in the ring. You can't be going
absolutely. This is happening live.
Okay, so you can't just get it done on Monday. So no. when the Baker boys probably win in 5 minutes max, Wally will get his head and his mustache shaved in the ring at the Radio Park Rumble 3 in Good Karma Park.
Well, I don't know who's going to be getting their mustache shaved, but somebody is going to be getting their mustache and their head shaved live at the end of that match.
I'm confident I'm confident in the hometown heroes, the Baker boys.
I'm just seeing the Windex bottle right now and seeing Mr. Clean.
Papa, any last words? I appreciate you calling in, by the way, because any last words for Walter?
You know what, Wally? I love your brother, but you run your mouth too much, and sometimes there are consequences. So when this is all said and done, you and I are gonna hit a couple of bush lights in the Legion tent, and it's gonna all be fine because that's what we do here. But you've talked too big for your britches.
I gotta go.
I got the boys tied up here. They're mad as hey, get back in the cage. Don't make me get the hose again. I'm gonna go.
Well, we just lost Big Papa. So Simon, Radio Park Rumble, I guess. I didn't ask my wife, but I guess it's set. So what is it gonna? What is the stip now? What is this gonna be at the Radio Park Rumble now? Just you clear it up.
So it'll be a sanctioned tag team match. You know, for all rules will be in effect. A referee will be keeping order in the match or trying to keep as much order as he can. You will be in the Baker Boys corner.
Okay,
Wally, you will be in BOW's team's corner. All right, you are not to interfere in the match in either type of way.
Nope.
Okay, nope. And the loser of the match will have to stand in the middle of the ring and get their head and mustache shaved clean.
This will be on Daily Dodge TV as well, but you need to see it. You need to see it live.
You need to see it live
at Good Karma Park. And I hope my wife is not up yet because she might. I don't know how happy she's.
You might get another phone call.
I might get another phone call.
If Papa Baker's true to his word, and after this win happens for me, he's going to have to see me brushing that bush light out of my mustache. Oh. And just be like, oh, wow, I hope things aren't too bad at home for you guys.
Okay, so BOW's got to find a partner. What if he comes in and brings in, like, a former, like, WWE champion? How are we going to work this with BOW, Simon, to find him a partner?
I will speak with BOW here after today, and we'll know by Monday who his partner is.
And we'll have to get an update at some point with that, and we'll maybe we'll make the announcement and get whoever BOW, maybe get BOW on as well once the partner's been named.
Absolutely.
Simon, you can come back and Wally can kind of, I don't know if you're going to get a guy good enough though. Honestly, Wally, I'm that confident in the Baker boys now that I'm
off the street.
I'm not going to tell my wife Crystal because she's not enough, didn't care because the chances of me having to shave anything, I think, are zero with the Baker boys on my side.
I'm telling you, again, it does not matter if they pick a guy off the street. BOW alone would be enough to take down the Baker boys.
So, I guess Wally and I are part of one of the big attractions at Radio Park Rumble now. I had no idea.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it goes sometimes in the world of wrestling. You know, Wally, when you start talking trash, you get pulled in.
Yeah. Well, what are people going to say in 6 weeks when I'm the one that was right? Is it going to be, I'm sorry, Wally. You were right, Wally. Thank you, Wally, for showing me the way.
We'll have to figure it out. Hey, how can people find more about Frozen Tundra Wrestling?
You can visit us on Facebook. You can also check us out on Instagram at Frozen Wrestling, and you can visit our website, www.frozentundrawrestling.com.
So, okay, it's going to, again, it's going to be a great show. 5 o'clock on the 22nd at Good Karma Park, Radio Park Rumble 3. We've had two fantastic events. And it's going to be the premier show of the year for Frozen Tundra in South Central Wisconsin, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So one of the biggest shows of the year that we have, and we love coming down here. You know, the last few years have been fantastic.
So, Simon, appreciate you coming in, and I know you didn't want to get involved in this kind of thing yet, but I guess made your life easier. You didn't have to worry about finding an opponent for the Baker Boys now.
Yeah, I mean, you guys kind of solved that problem for me, you know, but created a problem of your own, so we'll have to get that one resolved August 22nd.
No, we'll be all right. Again, Radio Park Rumble 3, the Dodge County Fair. Simon says from Frozen Tundra Wrestling, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Wade.
It's a 7:55 at 95.3.
Local news, weather, and sports. This is the WBEV Morning Show on 95.3.
And welcome back to the Damn Sports Show. And Wade Bates has made his way down the studio because you and I, we got some business now.
I went home today after that. I don't know what I got in. I kind of got caught up in the moment, Wally. And my wife and two of my daughters said, "What are you doing?"
I don't blame you. There was a little bit of worry for me, the initial reaction once you started saying it. But then now that I've spent a few hours thinking about it, I feel really good.
Well, hey, Baker Boys are in the Radio Park Rumble, August 22nd, 5 o'clock at Good Karma Park, Frozen Tundra Wrestling. They're 2-0. I'm pretty confident that I'm not going to be, they AI'd at my house, my kids, so what I would look like. And my wife told me I look like I was 80 years old.
Yeah, well, it's a tough look. Why didn't I have to get that out there on socials for people over the next few days? Get both of our looks of what we'd be. You better get a good look of me in that, because you ain't ever going to see me without a stash.
I don't know. The Big Papa, Baker Boys, the hometown, they're going to have the huge crowd here. They're going to be the favorites. You know, B.O.W., if he doesn't have his like last year, bowling ball, he was a kendo stick guy. He was, brass knuckles.
Weird things happen in a match, Wade. I'm just saying. I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm fairly confident. I'm going to say I'm 90 to 10. Unless something fluky thing happens, Wally, you're going to be getting your head shaved because there's no way the Baker Boys are losing on their home turf.
Well, that's great that they're on their home turf. And Ashley Dobrzynski, I want to get your take too, because we have obviously been talking about this throughout the office all day. This has become the budding discussion of Radio Park Rumble, what we're going to do. What were your reactions? Who are you leaning? You haven't seen the Baker Boys before. Where do
yes,
you stand?
Yes, I have. I saw them last year.
Oh, that's right. You would have been here for about a month, too, just like I was first time around. So you saw the Baker Boys. You saw that asterisk of a win in like 90 seconds, quick count, roll up. You got to be thinking Wade's going to look pretty good bald, don't you?
Wally, you're screwed.
I'm not screwed. It's the Baker Boys. It's the Baker Boys. It's the Taker Boys is what I've been... They look like me out there, Wade. I could have been the second guy they picked, and I'd feel good.
You know, Kodiak's birthday was like 2 days ago.
Great. I hope he celebrated it. That's awesome. Good for him.
Kodiak, and I saw Big Rig at Beaver Fest, too, and he had already asked me about it. He goes, is this legit? Because you've been bagging on him on the 95.3 WBE Morning Show for like a month.
I'm just tired of talking about these guys. They're not good, and it's going to finally get put to rest, Wade.
Is it like John Cena and Hulk Hogan in the 80s, John Cena in the aughts, that you just don't like that they're getting all the publicity because they're the best?
They're not the best, though. That's the problem. It's like the entire opposite. It's like watching Danhausen now. He doesn't do anything. That's the same thing that we're talking about.
Well, it's going to be – all you have to do is get into the fair. That's August 22nd, Radio Park Rumble 3 with Frozen Tundra Wrestling. Bell times at 5 o'clock.
We're going to have a lot to talk about these coming weeks, Wade. It's going to be a fun stretch. Make sure you're there. Make sure you follow along. And we'll have more on the 95.3 WBEV Morning Show as we know more.
I'll have to wait and see. Horns down.
They're going way up. This is going to be the only time in my life I'm going horns up. All right, we're going to take a break. Wade, thanks for joining us. You and I are going to the Fond du Lac Dog Spiders game in a bit, so we're going to have fun today.
Sounds good, Wally.
All right, we'll be back. This or that, rounding out the show. Or excuse me, Friday Trivia. We got it. We got there, Nan. Dobbs is laughing at me. Friday Trivia next here on the Damn Sports Show.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 72. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 86. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 59. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently, it's 90 degrees.
From youth baseball tournaments to long afternoons on the soccer sidelines, summer heat can come in fast. Keep your home cool all the way through the final whistle with JB Mechanical, bringing you this weather update now on ESPN Beaver Dam.
Breathe easier with JB Mechanical's air quality solutions. Say goodbye to dust mites, pet dander, and pollutants in your home. JB Mechanical's team of experts will assess your home's needs and recommend the best solutions to ensure the air you breathe is healthy and safe. A properly designed, installed, and maintained HVAC system can improve your air quality. Poorly done? It can spread dust, allergens, and bacteria. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call. Online at jbmechllc.com. Your proud train dealer.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Beaver Dam and Watertown, our any size mattress event for our anniversary special is going strong. You can save big for our 59th anniversary sale. Check out any size mattresses starting as little as $99. That's right, get a queen size mattress for the price of a twin for as little as $99. Check out our 8-inch memory foam mattress for as little as $169, any size you want. The 10-inch memory foam mattress for as little as $199, and a 12-inch super awesome mattress for as little as $299. You know those bed in the box that you can't try when you buy from places like Amazon? Well, you can get them here at lower price points and you can try them out. Take advantage of our Slumber Cash and get an additional $300 Slumber Cash with select Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster's mattress purchase. And ask us about our interest-free financing for up to 59 months with equal monthly payments and no minimum down. Our Sealy mattresses start as little as $399. Check out our amazing mattress deals during our anniversary event running right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Bikers need protection, not just from other drivers, but unfortunately from insurance companies too. If you've been injured in a motorcycle crash, call Gruber Law Offices today. Bikers are often blamed for causing the accident because the insurance companies simply don't want to pay. At Gruber Law Offices, we've been fighting for injured bikers and their families for more than 30 years. Trust us to fight for what you deserve. Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Join me, Rich Eisen, weekdays from noon to 2. Now back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Dodge TV. Wally Lukashensky, Ashley Dobrzynski with you, and it is Friday. It's time to round out the week in style. It's Friday trivia time. Ashley, take it away.
Did Wade leave?
Wade is, he's out here somewhere in the halls of the good old-fashioned 95.3 WBEV.
Dang, I wanted to hear his various.
If you're watching at home, you can see Wade Bates. He's still around. He can't help himself. We're going to the Dog Spiders game here in a little bit. So we're going to round out the show, and we're going to hit the road the old-fashioned way.
All right. Well, ready, Walter?
I am ready. Let's go, Dubs.
What is the only letter that does not appear on the periodic table?
Maybe Q?
Nope.
I'll give you one more guess and I'll tap out. How about Y? What is it?
J.
J? I knew it wasn't going to be Z because I think zinc, even though that might be a weird one right now as well. But I don't know. All right, next.
Okay. Oh, geez. What sport uses the terms chucker and mallet?
Chucker him out for sports?
Yep.
Would that be, what's the old fashioned, you're on a beach, it's not bocce ball, but crochet.
Crochet is what you
Croquet, mean. Croquet. It's
crochet.
The same thing. I got Wade 3 feet to my right just ridiculing every guess I have right now. He's like, crochet is what you do when you do the little hand things with the sewing yarn.
That is what crochet is.
Well, then what's, if it's not croquet, what is it?
Polo.
Oh, I should have known. Her hat's got a polo guy on it today.
I didn't even plan that.
She was giving me a hint. I didn't even realize it.
I was. You're welcome.
0 for 2. If this was smart in a fifth grader, I'd already be going back to summer school. Luckily, it's not. What's next?
I think you probably will get this one. What NFL team has gone the longest without ever appearing in a Super Bowl?
The Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
There's quite a few teams. I want to say there's like 5 or 6 teams that still haven't got there. But the Cleveland Browns, they're one of those teams like the Packers where you look back and all the, you go into Cleveland Browns Stadium, they have all these different pillars and like banners of things won when Wade wasn't even around yet at this point, probably by 20 years. So at some point, the Browns got to get back. Get the Browns back. Get into the Super Bowl, Dobes.
Oh, yeah. All right. What is the only NHL team whose logo faces the opposite direction of every other NHL logo?
Oh, wow. This is tough because I know, like, football, it's kind of a mix. So if the Penguins are facing left, I got to think of one other team to make sure that I'm right. I feel like the Ducks might be going a different direction. I didn't even guess that yet. Give me a break.
Oh, sorry.
I would say if it's not the Ducks, how about the Panthers are straightforward. This is great. How about maybe the Blackhawks face right? I think they face left. What was it?
The Buffalo Sabres.
The Sabres are facing right. Give me the goat head back, no. By the way. They went away. They had one of the best logos, color schemes in sports. It was black and red in the 90s. You had Hasek. You're talking about the goal that was talked about forever, foot in the crease. Bring back the goat head. We don't need this blue and yellow nonsense. There's enough blue and yellow trash teams out there. Come on.
Hey.
Talking about one specifically on the other side of the lake that won't be spoken of.
Oh, I thought you meant the Brewers.
No, the Brewers, they got caught up in friendly fire there. I was taking a shot at the University of Michigan.
Fair. What is the only state, U.S. state, with a one-syllable name?
Maine.
Oh, Wally.
Easy.
I didn't see that one coming.
I wanted to say Ohio at first just because it's short, but you're like, no, come on. You got multiple in there. We got time for one more, Dobes.
What country consumes the most ice cream per person each year?
I feel like the Canadians eating a lot of ice cream. One more guess. I don't know. Maybe Belgium. I was close, wasn't I?
No.
Oh, what was it?
New Zealand.
That's stupid. New Zealand's eating ice cream is not what I was thinking. Who knows? Maybe we'll have to get out to New Zealand someday. All right, that is going to do it for us here on the Damn Sports Show. We will be back same time, same place on Monday. Dopes, have a wonderful trip to Vermont.
Thanks, Walter.
Excited to have you back. Homer Hour coming up next.